One thing that is really or will start to come to light over the next few years, but is already starting to, is the ash dieback. Now, ash dieback is, for those of you that might not know, it's an unfortunate legacy of this generation, but it was brought in 2007, unbeknownst, and it's really just wiped out the whole ash ash trees countrywide. I think, you know, nearly all of them are dying or dead. And what's going to happen is along the roads where there are a lot of ash trees, they're just going to fall, especially as the winter storms over the last few years we've had have become worse. And I think if there was some incentive there for farmers, you know, maybe over a period of years to, and not just farmers, landowners as well, but predominantly it's mainly farmers that would be affected, if they were funded to take it out, take them out bit by bit, I think it would be an added bonus to try and, you know, it really improves road safety as well. I've already seen it myself over the last year in a couple of different occasions where the trees that have been affected have fallen. So it may be something the council could take on board.
And James, we suppose the we'd hope that maybe, you know, if something is done about this, the fact that it would reduce the danger that people would face when they use those roads.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, like, it's landowners are responsible for their hedgerows, and by and large most do. Some don't, but most do. You know, the season started there on the 1st of September. Most keep them reasonably well. You know, some trim them probably better than others and whatnot. But this is an issue that, with all the will in the world, it's very hard to come in and start taking out full trees out of a hedgerow, even though, you know, in time to come, the wind will have a major effect going forward.